Yebo, 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 Zimbabwe muhle, mthakazo muhle, muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamshira imishongo chenu, chebe chitliki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Kwazwe, 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 muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamshira imishongo chenu, chebe chitliki, che The Connection, chandinopakurai, nemswe chipiri, choga, choga. Nasi, Zimbabwe muhle, lamshanje, welcome, 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 Zimbabwe muhle, to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 20th of August, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamshira imishongo chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Nasi mishongo lamhlanje kuhlelo. Tonight on The Connection, we continue a discussion that we kicked off last week on the protests that are being organized by the MDC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, Zimbabwe muhle, thus far, these protests have been very unsuccessful. Sibone ukuthi, thus far, there have been 3 scheduled protests, none of them successful. Harare, mhlaka 16, unsuccessful. Ntuthu zathunxa, Bulawayo, izolo, unsuccessful. And Gweru was scheduled next, njalo, unsuccessful. These protests have been blocked by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, EZRP, as a result of a prohibition order. Now, this is what led to the cancellation of these protests in Bulawayo, njalo eHarare, njalo eGweru. However, eHarare, in the country's capital, we still saw a couple of people injured and a couple of people taking a beating from the police. As for Bulawayo, izolo, we saw the city bekugcwele amaphoyisa ndawo zonke, bese bamnochoka babangozala amapolisa. The same applies to Gweru thus far. Throughout this entire time, we've also seen activists such as Pride Mkhono being arrested. We've seen politicians such as Honorable Thabiso Khumalo being arrested. Njalo sesibone abantu abasakhulayo, young politicians such as Mnumzana Blessing Kanotunga and Masiza Ndlovu abducted and tortured. This is by people that they believe ukuthi laba ama state security agents. Before we delve deeper into tonight's program, Thakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's take a look at these young gentlemen, give us an account ukuthi kahle kahle what exactly happened to them when they were abducted and tortured. Let's take a look.
Mshemi mkendarara, wakasuko mutamukazi wangu. Mutamukazi wangu, chikutanga waka ndipunza kutindizi wa identify. Tika wa identify, wachindi punza wakati iwewe, jiwe tichia kese no mfakosi mfakosika. Mfakosi maitambili, yuku okareza zinu. Chicha mwono mpiwa na Chamisa. Tika taa, munolewe, tika taa, usuda kutawaka. Nisantadaro, wakati anaka mwotukari. Pana angari mwotu kata waka buda, hapa wane fudi kwa wane tizeli wakati wane kwa mwotu. Wawaya wati tura, hapa kama wane kiseo ye red, yengeni number plate, yengeni sina number plate kumashure, yaka mila paketi pangu, paka paka tafuti. What they did to me, wana kama wana kuta hini sandu zira, kute ninja, kipana hapa. Hini sandu zane fudi pinda mwotu kata, ndoma na pinda mwotu kata, the three of them paka kata nye kumashure, the fourth one anaka kata kwa kina driver. Immediately baba wakali wanupa kumani. Chikanzi, zikisa msoro wako basi, nisino zikisawadai na wanaro wane jira. Kati, since it was that time mwote kati, batirai wane kaka green color, chila ilo. Nisino zikenda kumariba, police station, ofishi ina nati, mita wakika na pakani ya zikana kakani. Chiriku nzeko mtemo, they were supposed to kutivande nese kuma police. Pati chanda ilo welwa, shoko na vanya ya kutawura, jene kuti mautu kwa kunzi, jisema chia pesi nina Chamisa. Chamisa kutawura ya tukudi, munofunga kutu munofiza ya munangako, munofunga munofiza ya manje tunakuzviona iwewe pako papera tikunokura kana Chamisa achizotonga achakutonga siwo munenge wamukwa
izolo around past 10 ekhatri bhaki lapho engisala khona kuthusha amadoda angabona abefika 10 afika akhabisa ibhaki lero mpopo ama AK-47 nabapistoli bafika bathi kimi lala phansi bangibopha ngilembu amehlo bathatha ifoni yami, bathatha le foni kankosikazi wami. Then after that ngibone semphakathi wemota ukuthi bamphakamise njani, angibonanga. Imota endithwalileyo angizange ngiyibone. bengiphakathi kwemota ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Imota yahamba i-distance engeke ngisho njengoba nakade ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Kwafika esikhathini sokuthi ngayezwa ukuthi imota leyi sihamba ku-dust road. Then abantu labana bafika bangikhipha emoteni. So ngithe nginanzelela ngabona ukuthi imota zakhona bezintathu. After that laba bantu baqalisa ukungibuza imibuzo. Bengathi nje bakhuluma ngemthwakazi. Oqala ukumbuza bekhuluma isiNdebela. Esithi kanti wayelizonda imthwakazi. Ngoba thina singabe imthwakazi. Wayelifaka amashoni akobulawayo. After that basebengena ke phezu kodaba. Ukuthi amarongeshini yenu siyawazi. So labo esikufunayo ukuthi wena usitshele iqiniso. Ngoba ungasitshela amanga siza kubulala. Lina mhla ka 16 umhlangano la wenzela ngaphi? Mina ngathi hayi mhla ka 16 anzange ngibe nomhlangano engawenzayo. Baqala ukundinda. Bebebophe izandla bezophe ngemuva. Konke lenyawo ngikhangele phansi.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was a Blessing Kanotunga and Masiza Ndlovu, both young politicians who are with the MDC. Human rights violations in Zimbabwe, ilo lutabo lukone kutwini lamhlanje, ndiyo nyayetu kukurukura mochirongwa. If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program, that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe, lingasikhuma ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. Ndiyo namba yamokhwalisa ondifonera live pamepo. Athi mokhwalisa thunyorera zvekare tsamba dzenyu pawhatsapp panamba dzinoti +12026503 18. Ngiyaphinda njalo kuwhatsapp sikhona +12026503 18. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, sikhona njalo ku 4930 njalo ku 15460 kilohertz go short wave. However, Zimbabwe Moshe, for our internet fanatics, siyasakaza live on our three web pages, www.voashana.com, sikonanjalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com, tirukutepenyira zvakare pa www.voandebele.com. And for our Facebook fanatics, ngiyabona ngempela ukuthi abantu sebeqala ukungena kuhlelo mapila no one wenyu tinotenda zvikuru. For our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. Saka musakanga nokushare chirongwa. Muchisa mahats kana mchiterera zvakanaka chirongwa, uyezve muchisa namba kana mchida kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatisangane ipanda papa chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Ove.
Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mike Ove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12026503 18. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
@BigMike3 is the username ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram. Kodwa mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle msambanye uko ku Twitter neku Instagram. For the next hour ndiripana papa ma page edu matatu pa Facebook pa VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele. So sikhona lapha, bhalani imibono yenu, bhalani imilayezelo yenu. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything related. So Zimbabwe Muhle, soon after the incident that happened in Mhlaka 16, ngoLwesihlanu last week, the United Nations addressed the situation in Zimbabwe. Bekhangela udaba lwemalungelo abantu, nyaya yema human rights mu Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at Mr. Rupert Colvert of the UN. Let's hear what he had to say last week.
On Zimbabwe, it's a fast-changing situation. I understand today's planned protests have just been called off. following a High Court decision earlier this morning upholding a government ban on the demonstrations that was announced yesterday. However, with opposition demonstrations still likely to take place in Zimbabwe in the near future, we urge the government to find ways to continuously engage with the population about their legitimate grievances on the economic situation and to stop cracking down on peaceful protesters. If such demonstrations go ahead, we urge the security forces and protesters to ensure they proceed calmly and without any violence. We're deeply concerned by the socio-economic crisis that continues to unfold in Zimbabwe. While acknowledging efforts made by the government, the international community and the UN in Zimbabwe to mitigate the effects of the crisis and reform process, the dire economic situation is now impacting negatively on the realization of economic and social rights of millions of Zimbabweans. Long-term neglect and structural deficiencies have contributed to hyperinflation, resulting in soaring prices for fuel, food, transport and health services, which is having a dramatic impact on the population and particularly on marginalized working class people. The fact that key commodities and services have become less affordable for poor families means there is an increasing need for strong social protection measures. And around 5 million Zimbabweans, or one-third of the total population of some 16 million, are now estimated to be in need of humanitarian aid. So that's a huge proportion. Ahead of today's planned protest, which has now been called off at the last minute, there were worrying reports of threats against citizens who wish to exercise their right to express their opinions of the economic situation via peaceful protests, with allegations of increased surveillance of and threats against civil society organizations by state agents.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Rupert Colville of the United Nations. +12024650318 is the number to text go WhatsApp. Nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo kana mchilo pinda mchirongwa. Asi, mkwane sa utifuenele zekare live pamepo pana papa chirongwa chelu. Cheve chidiki. +12026192077. Nyaye ya chukubata nasi mchirongwa. Nyaye yema human rights munyika. So last week takaona zvinhu zvakawanda zvichitika uko kuHarare vanhu vachita zvekupondwa vachita zvekurohwa nemapurisa abantu bebhaxabulwa ngamapurisa. Hai sithi hai namhlanje kuhlelo lathula basakhulayo njengoba it was young people who were being beaten by amapurisa sibone ukuqhayathekile ukuthi siluthinte udaba lolu kuhlelo lathula basakhulayo. So let's head over to our panelists here to Zimbabwe Muhle. Let me head over to my first guest joining me live ecingweni from ngale eZimbabwe nguThobekihle Mathimbe. Mzwane Thobekihle zviri kufamba here sisi Thobekihle.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu chechidiki.
Andizi ka tinatenda.
Ai wachukufara kuva nemi nhasi muchirongwa. Ngati vaitato nyatsozeya nyaya irimo muchirongwa nasisi. Totangira pa nezvakaitika nemusi wechishanu last week uko kuHarare. We saw police bebhaxabula vachinyatsorova vanhu zvechokwadi. You guys as an organization, you are with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. How did you guys process what happened last week Friday?
Well, it seems like I'm going to enjoy my rights and demonstrate in section 59 of the Constitution, even right here with assemble, irimo section 58 here Constitution. So taita isira kuti at least kana mtemo iripo kana kuti mapurisa kana achiita o exercise right yavo futi irimo Constitution yekuti vachengetedze security yevanhu vano exercise o zviri pamutemo zvisingaiti zvisingakonzeri kukuvara mumwiri yevanhu. So here it's not a serious bodily injury or even death. So tichiona kuti isusu itakata isa even mutemo tichaisa posa ino my regulations as well section 29 kuti tichinovanga kuti nemapurisa mapurisa hapangokukoza serious bodily injury or death. So zvinhu zvakanga zviri zvinhu zvakanga zvichinoita fani nekuona vanhu vachiitwa madragnet atatoma dragnet arrest vanhu vachikumbiwa vachisungwa nevanenge vari innocent vanenge vari mu crowd imomomo vanenge vasinawo zvavaita zvakaipa. So isusu ndiva nema human rights concern yetu ndiye kuona kuti ma rights anenge akachengetedzeka vanhu vachikwanisa kuita enjoying their rights.
Now, Tsobekile, let's go to the actual protest, to the actual incident. On Thursday, we heard Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati Wachita, we're issuing a prohibition order. Don't go protesting at Harare. But still, abantu baze bapuma ngobunengi bawo, and they went to go protest. Now, of course, you know, I've spoken to different people. They've argued that, you know, the force that was used was very unnecessary. It was too much. Mm-hmm. However, in the first instance, the police had already warned people saying, don't do it, because if you do it, you have to face the wrath of the law of the land. As a human rights organization, how do you guys take those words?
Well, as a human rights organization, when we are looking at even the provisions of the law, we look at the letter of the law. When we're looking at even the wording of Section 29 of OSA, it talks about even when people find themselves, you know, gathering, even if we are to even call it an unlawful gathering, and people are gathering, the law still, you know, prescribes what should be done in that instance by the police themselves. The police must still work within the confines of the law. They should be able to, you know, to use, even if they are going to employ the use of force, that force should actually be proportionate to the object of the dispersal. Mm-hmm. They cannot just, make sure kuti maweapons avanoshandisa has cause serious bodily injury or death. So tichitaita ma proclamation eku declare zvinhu zviri over masimba avo zvine zvinoti netsa isusu se organization. Towanikwa isusu tichita call on even ma security agents kuti aiwa ishandisai masimba ame makapiwa ni constitution. Constitution inokupai masimba eku protect the security, but constitution inokupai kuti mushande within even constitution. Mm-hmm. Tocha kurova vanhu arbitrary arrest zvinhu zvisingatenderwe even ne constitution, zvisina tsigiro ye constitution. Saka zvinhu zvese zvinoitika zvinofanirwa kuitika nenzira yakanaka, nzira ine gwara remutemo mukuru wenyika.
Okay, so can you just hold on the line, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, I guess. Right, Zimbabwe Mushe Liamuza, Nangunkosazana Tobekile Matimbe. Gotwa, Hoting Kalum Tatum Laleli, Nditorem Tereri, and I'll go back to Unkosazana. Kola Kolam Tereri, Dimok Tanga, Vakpinam Chironga, Mokala Yolam Sanji Wushelo, Arpa Chironga, Arpa Narinde.
Nakadi ngari tenda.
Mushe, ndiani arikupinda muchirongwa nhasi?
Rutendo.
Mati ndiani?
Rutendo.
Rutendo.
Yes.
Mukoma Rutendo, zviri kufamba here?
Ndizvo hazvo, nyamai kuendwa.
Saka ndimi kamukoma muri kupinda muchirongwa, tiudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa.
Zvichitevera zvakaitika musi wechishanu, vaireporta ivo kuti musi wechipiri, musi wa 13, kwakaonekwa mota dzaifamba dzisina manumber plate dzichitirwa magrenade stones nemahurricane ekutarisa kuti zvombo. But to my own surprise, havana kubata mota idzo dzekuti vavhunzurudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuita. Saka on the other side, zvinotaridza kuti mapurisa, masoja, vadare vese vemahaikoti nekumalokoti vari kushandisiwa nebato rezanupf vachiita zvisiri pamutemo. Zviri kuda kuzama kungovhiringidza zvinenge zvichirongwa nevamwe. Saka tinenge tichitarisirawo kuti kana tichichema zvapinzike zvichemo zvedu. Izvo zviri kutaura chokwadi, hama dzevanhu vezanupf nehama dzevanhu vemdc nehama dzevanhu vemapato vose dziri kumira sveshe nemuromo nara nekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu nara nemugarira wakaita munyika. Saka hizi tawanda kusara wa chikara wa ugari hei kana zuri hizo gargara wa ugari jana zaule sangari gargara wa dhuwa ati gira wiki wa sape chayos kete wata akume riyo biri kukuta haru na ngeri biri chikane cha haru na kuti ufraka na ishuna ya mwaka wae haina inika yose riyo biri kukutwa riyo biri kukane cha haru.
Zvino musati maenda mukoma rutendo ndachida kuziva kuti imi pache zvenyu murikurudzira here vanhu kuti vaendere mberi nechirongwa vachiratidzira.
Chingangoita kuti tisazekurudzira kwatio kutotya nyange tichiba edu nemhaka yekuti ropa riri kudeuka rakawanda kana tazvo tichiratidzire havazorime nekutowedzera mutemo vanenge vane nekutedzera mitemo yebato yatiisa kumitemo yenyika.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma rutendo, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongo handesi. Right, Zulukandaba liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana. Urutendo uyangena kuhlelo uthi hayi into yokuqala, one thing he really highlighted is ukuthi people are suffering elizweni akula ndaba ukuthi unguwe bandla lipi. Abe ZANU bayakhala, abe MTC bayakhala, abe MTCT bayakhala, wonke umuntu elizweni uyakhala. Ngiphinde ngambuza udaba lokuthi yena ubona ngani kumele abantu baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela. Wathi hayi abantu abaningi bakhanya ngani bayasaba, they are fearing ngenxa yokuthi sebelahlekelwe elizweni. A lot of people have lost, you know, impilo, abantu have lost the property ngezinto ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ngikunzwa into nemthereri. I have another call ecingweni, let me go to my second caller and hear ukuthi ngibani okhona kuhlelo. Khola khola mthereri, usungenele kuhlelo mapinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki ari parinhare ndiyani.
Osecingweni uStanley Moyo.
Moyo Moyo, unjani futhi wami?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba, kunjani nawe baba?
Hayi mina ngiphilile Moyo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi nami ngijabulile nokuthi namhlanje ngivela ngamukela, shwakade ngangiloke ngizama baba.
Ha nanti thuba Moyo, nanti thuba. Usixhumana kuphi?
Ngikhuluma ngise Elwagwelo esikombingo.
Oh Elwagwelo, hayi sikuzwile baba. So awusheleke Moyo ukuthi yini umbono wakho ngodouble khona ekhodweni namhlanje?
Hey madoda, isimo sinzima, isimo sibuhlungu. Sikhathazekile kakhulu 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 ukuthi nxa la madoda esithi bona isimo sizaba ngcono, thina ubungcono bangkhona kade sathenjisa ubungcono, kodwa ubungcono bangkhona kasihlangane nabo.
Kodwa nangu umphathi ntambo uMinister Mthuli Ncube uthi hayi kuzaba kuhlungu before kuba kamnandi, before abantu baqala ukukholisa, kuthiwa ama-policies that have been set up by uhulumende bona they are going to have a pinch, kuzaba kuhlungu kancane before izinto ziba mnandi.
Ye ngiyakuzwa shuwa, ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, kodwa sesiye sikhathi eside sithengiswa ize neze, kusesenogono kwakukhulunywa same language, kathesi futhi kukhulunywa same language, sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba okubonwa ngabanye abanye kabakuboni yikho kudisa kakhulu kakhulu ubuhlungu. And sithola amagabha avuzayo, abantu kakula lutho abaludlala, into zikhwelile azithengeki. So ngiyamangala ukuthi kathesi bakhuluma ngokuthi bona bethi bona ukutshengisela kuyabe kusephula ilungelo labanye abantu. Laba abatshengiselayo ke elabo ilungelo baliyethulwa yini? Yikho lapho kulombuzo wami khona ukuthi laba ke abakhalayo bona elabo ilungelo nxa bevinjwa ukuthi bengakhali, elabo ilungelo bona aliyephulwa yini? Kanti okwenza ukuthi bona kube yibo abathi kona besitshela abanye okokwenza, sokumele silandele khona lokho, nanxa kukubi sokumele silandele. Eyi madoda, impilo inzima, shuwa sithole nzima, nebantwana ezikolo i-school fees asabhaleki. Akunzima, kunzima baba.
Kodwa Moyo, uhulumende yena uthi hayi akafuni ukuthi abantu bayotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi they don't want ukuthi kube lobudlwangudlwangu, abantu babhaxabulwe ngamaphoyisa, abantu baze bayenze i-violence, ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni. So bona bathi they've looked at the past protests. Sibone ngomnyaka odlule ngempela lapho kwakule protest yahlanganiswa yinhlanganiso ye-ZCTU, there was a lot of violence. So yena uhulumende uthi asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo elizweni, asifuni ukuthi kube le violence.
Yeah, that is pretty silly corner, umsindo, as you tave, the governor, as well, umsindo, go for Mush. But Anna, it can say the corner, Roboti, Katesi, Aguna Moon to over Ezro, which was I in Susindo. It required peaceful demonstration, or Sonke, this is in Negan, which women would be that is Kuluma. Sonke, which is that is. This is an act which I see as fair, I could bring a full state. Who could see fair, which I, if you know, I could cook it, deliver what seems to miss in Mono. Now the city when I wanna buy a lady, so which you could the dog. Also, so much, so we will look over which you know, I want to buy three over this way, so that's lean, because I want to have a cashier, I say, we are showing now over 2 years, we are. Now, look at this, look at this, lean day. Loko kuti akuyalunga apo kulunga kwakhona baba akusebenzisile phela
umbuzo wami wokugcina moyo bese siqhubekela phambili lohlelo ubona ngani abe MDC kumele baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela
mina baba ngombono wami ngabe kuthiwa ikhulumeni ibivuma ukuthi athi abantu be MDC bekhulume ngelizwi lokuthi labo bakhala mina bengifisa ukuthi ngabe baqhubekela phambili bebeka nabo izikhalazo zabo kuze phela kulungisiswe lapho kabe kumoshakala khona pho nxa kungafuneki ukuthi bona kulungisiswe lapho kumoshakala khona ukuthi livele bona ngokuyala kwabo kabafuni nakho ukuzwa ukuthi kulungisiswe ukuthi bona bayakholisa ngale mpilo abantu abayiyo yona lokhu kuhlengisa khona lokhu ukuthi hayi bona bayakholisa njalo nxa usuhlezi kuhle phela baba okubi komunye ngeke ukubone wena nga uvele usidalele kuhle kwakho uyabumhleka kuphela so bona bayahleka so kathesa sikuthi bayaliswa yikwini bayaliswe nje ukuthi khona bangahleka kuhle ukuthi sibakhawulisile sibakhawulisile kodwa aba yisono sona lesi
hayi siyakuzwa moyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo bhuti
eyi thokoze kakhulu ntokoze kakhulu ngicela libe lingifonela njalo nje ngiyahalela ukungena enhleleni nje ezithile nami ngiyahalela kakhulu ngiyangazama ngakhonsistansela ithuba edlule ukuba ngucouncilor under MDC alliance.
Don't worry mnumzana, next week sizakudinga njalo angithi.
Hayi ngiyabonga baba.
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna vamoyo umo chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe nayo ari kupopota semaondro ava rutendo vambopindawo muchirongwa vachiti zvina zvina kumira mushe munyika. But let me go back to Tobekile because Moyo brought up a lot of very important points that I think are super important that we need her to address. Tobekile, are you still on the line?
I'm there.
Right. Now, you started off something. You talked about PASA. It seems as though the implementation, well, the law itself, the way that the police used it, a lot of people feel as though yes, it was used with the argument of defending people's rights, but other people are turning around and looking at it and saying, what about my constitutional right to go protest peacefully? So which law trumps which?
Okay, I'll explain it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first founding values of Zimbabwe, which is in the constitution, states that one of the key principles is that the constitution itself is supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So supremacy of the constitution, saka mtemo mkuru watinofanga kuteedzera
I
constitution. Section 44 of the constitution is clear kuti state nemunhu wese any agent of the state anofanga kurespecta nekuremekedza nekuprotekta nekupromota constitution. Saka tinoona isusu kuti ma limitations anoya nepost. PASA ino tora limit kodzero yevanhu yekuprotesta yoti vanhu kana vachida kodzero iyoyo ngava apply ngava wane vachikumbira mvumo yekudaro zviri zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vacho vari kukumbirwa futi voita ivo mapurisa ende tikatarisa I'll just give you a brief background August 1 incidents zema incidents akaitika vanhu vakakuvara pakazouya Motlanthe Commission tutarisa even January 14 to 5 February pakaita mamwe maprotest ambotaurwa one of the speakers tinoona kuti pakaita injuries akawanda kune vanhu pakafa vanhu zviri zvinhu zvakakonzerwa nema security agents so you find that at the end of the day, kana vanhu vachinokumbira kodzero yekuti vakwanise kuprotesta kumapurisa, mari iyoyo futi mapurisa acho ari kunzi ndiwo ari kukuwadza vanhu. Zvinonetsa manje kuti vanhu vachazopiwa here mvumo yekuti vaite chii, vaite exercise marights avo.
Atodzoka
isi muconstitution. Constitution inopa vanhu kodzero yekuti sei yekuprotesta peacefully. Saka vanhu vokumbira here kodzero yavakapiwa neconstitution? Kana vakumbira futi vonyimwa. Zviri zvinhu zvinotishungurudza seorganization, zviri zvinhu zvinoshungurudza zve zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe.
So Thobekile, explain something to me. I understand that POSA was declared unconstitutional sometime last year. How is it that the police then can go ahead and use it legally?
Well, the POSA was not entirely like declared could be either unconstitutional. Pane section yakanongwa ikanzi atikona kuti a blanket ban yekubana ma protest.
Okay.
That kind of thing. But nyaya iripo ndiye kuti ndo mutemo uchiripo, uripo uri kurarama, hauna kuripiliwa, wakazvimirira, uripo uri kushandawo. Saka ndo uri kurilaiwa nawo nema security nemapurisa kuti kumeka sure kuti vari kumaintain now peace and order muZimbabwe. And at the same time ndo mutemo zvekare wavari kushandisa zvekare kulimita even kodzero dzevanhu dzekuita maprotest. So pane nyaya iripo zvakare irimo muconstitution yekuti pane nyaya inofanirwa kuitwa inonzi balancing, yekuti balance marights. Because mapurisa anenge achitiwo isusu tiri kuchengetedza vari kudawo kuti associate nechi neprotest. But mapurisa anofanirwa kuchengetedzawo zvekare even ivo vanhu vacho vari kuitawo chi maprotest.
Now, it seems as though POSA right now is kind of, like you said, going through amending, and it's coming back as MOPA. As a human rights organization, how are you embracing this?
Well, it's also one of the MOPA is not going to be but it's going to be a good thing. Ma restrictions are a bit repressive pa kodzero dzevanhu, because ma provisions asina hazi kunyanyo chinja zviri radical. Zviri kuramba zvingoripo zvinhu zvekuti kana vanhu vachida kutema protest ngavatange vakumbira isusoti butika iye anenge achiti kwanzi aiwa kucha pamwe protest haigoni kuzova peaceful, ndiye anofanirwa kuaplya kuti leti uye protest haisi kuziya peaceful. Ko uyo ari kuinjo yake kodzero yake iri muconstitution, anofanirwei kuti achienda pamberi achinokumbira kodzero yake? Zvakafanana nekodzero yekufema chaiyo, ukaenda uchinokumbira ndiri kukumbirawo kufema. Hazviitikona nyaya yacho. Ndo pane concern yedu yekuti tinoda kuti kana tichiva nemutemo uchauya, ngauyewo uchitarisawo kuti pave nebalancing effect yekuti ehe peace yedu tinoida, nekuti tinoda kuti muve nerinyararo munyika, ichokwadi. Uyezve tinoda kuti vanhu vanakirwewo nekuinjoya kodzero dzavo dziri imo muconstitution, yatiri kuti isusu ndo iri supreme, yatiri kuti isusu ndo yakakosha, ndiyo mutemo mukuru wemuZimbabwe.
Alright, rekai ndikubatei muromo Sisi, nditore muteereri, and then I'll come back to you, Andis. Right, ngiyezwa kuti ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, ndirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe muteereri ari kupinda muchiro wangu. Ngatinzwe kuti ndiani aripo pari nhare. Kola muteereri, usungenele kuhlelo, mapinda muchirongwa chedu chero chidiki. Ngubani ukone kwimwe?
Hello, ndini Shepard.
Shepard, unyani puti?
Sikhona, unyani
puti? Hai, sikhona, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hai, ngiyathokoza kakhulu, ninjani ba?
Hai, ngiphilile. Angizwanga ba?
Ngithi ninjani khona ngapha?
Hai, thina siphilile. Ngilethemba lokuthi la uphilile.
Hayi, ngiphile sana.
Usungenele kuhlelo baba, awungitshela umbono wakho.
Inkinga yilolo luduko lolo olwasekhaya lolo soluhluphile lelo.
Qhubeka Shepard.
Singakubikela kubani kakhulu? Ngoba yabona mina ngimbuzo ukuthi uhulumende wangeniswa ngabantu. Yena maye kuthiwa ngena anti ukuthi wangeniswa ngabantu. Why ezomisha abantu amalungelo wawo? Ngoba yena umuntu maye wathandwa ngabantu, wafoka ngabantu. And then abantu makunenkinga sebehlangane nazo sebefuna ukuthi bamkhumbe ukuthi hayi, thina siyinkinga lapha nalapha. Yena esisebenzisa uswazi oluhlungu kangaka.
kodwa Shepherd yena uhulumeni uthi hayi asifuni ukuthi nina abantu abazabetshengisela liyenze ubudlangudla kube le violence njalo asifuni ukuthi abanye amalungelo abanye abantu aphule
bathi yabona ukuthi into ekhona kathi sokungudlangudlangubathi sikhipha umongameli lo owasukileyo manje lo kwaba nodlangudlangu amapolisa ayikhona amasosha ayikhona and then abantu bamenyezela ukuthi bafuna ukwenza a peaceful demonstration like what they did ngesikhathi leso bekhipha lo mongameli ophumileyo so inkinga ibikuphi amapolisa akhona abe khona ayibona laba abafuna ukwenza udlangudlangu yiba banjani ababophayo unlike ukuthi bona bahle bavinde bathi akukho into enjalo bona bake babona yini kukhona abantu bake bayenza umthingo yini before uhlelo lwakhona lungakaqali lolo lwe-demonstration
hayi siyakuzwa
bona sebegijimele phambi kwabantu anje ukuthi abantu bazenze udlwangudlwangu hayi abantu bafuna ukutshengisela ngoba bane-1 2 3 into ezibahluphayo anje bona ngabe baqale babona ukuthi abantu bahetha njani anje and then aluba ngumsebenzi omkhulisa ngokulokuza ngokugcina ukuthula but inkinga esiyibonileyo thina amapolisa yiwo acine eseshana nabantu eqetha abantu idorobha ehlala ingesenamuntu so which means ngubani ophule amalungelo abantu osenze udlame ngubani osenze udlame andiyo amapolisa osenze udlame ngabantu
hayi siyakuzwa but Shepherd isikhathi yiso sisidlewe ngumangoyi kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo come back same time same place next week angithi but
hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabvakunzi wakuna vaShepherd muomuteerera rupinda muchirongwa ari kubata nyaya iyoyo yema human rights munyika. Pachirongwa pari zvino tina muzvare Thobekile Mathimbe. She is part of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. What does Zimbabwe muhle? This notion, what happened over the Ngolwesihlanu eHarare, njalo what happened yesterday koBulawayo, has created a reaction from the international community. We've seen our organizations such as the United Nations earlier on. You saw them, Bona Labo, they touched on what happened. Sibone amazwe achiyeneyo, America, Ambassador Brian Nichols Lai, he also issued a statement. Njalo, he also met up with a lot of people who are victims of the abductions. So, as we move forward, let us go to an interview that I did with Alex Noyes. He is the political scientist of an organization called the RAND Corporation, Lapagwele Mleka, whereby he explains, the international community, Bona, how are they taking in everything that's happening in Zimbabwe? Let's take a look.
So, Alex, we're here with you today to talk about the situation in Zimbabwe. You were recently in Zimbabwe. And over the past couple of days, a lot of things have happened. We saw the MDC trying to move to lead a protest in Harare that was blocked. They tried again in Bulawayo, that was blocked. They tried again in Gweru, which is supposed to happen tomorrow. That, too, has been blocked. The protest itself was supposed to be people coming to the streets to express how they feel. What was your reaction when you were in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's great to be back. Always good to be on your show. So I was there for about 2 weeks, back last week, and it's pretty bleak. It's pretty bleak. So it's bad. I think the biggest surprise, you know, I've been studying Zimbabwe and going to Zimbabwe for over a decade now, and my biggest surprise this time around was just the sheer difficulty in logistics of getting around, getting bread, getting fuel, getting cash. Mm-hmm. You know, I showed up and I tried to get bond notes. I went to the bank and tried to transfer, change my USD. They had no ATMs working, no cash. The only way I could get it was on the black market. Mm-hmm. There's been some effort on the economic side to do some of the reforms that they've talked about. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's a bit of a charade, especially on the political side. You know, I was there last year for the election, and there was always this sense, and ZANU-PF and President Mnangagwa even owned this, that it was sort of a foreign policy exercise. The election and these reforms were for international consumption. And so you keep seeing the party line talking about open for business, new dispensation. but how can you have a new dispensation when security forces are on the streets, when you're banning protests using POSA, repressive
legislation. But while we're still talking about that, with that idea, according to Assistant Commissioner Ponyasi and the government themselves, Zimbabwe has a history. If you look at the protests that happened last year, if you look at the protests that happened after the elections, they turned out to be violent. So for them, they felt as though implementing and using this was to prevent that violence. because it has the potential of becoming violent.
Yeah, I think it's a convenient excuse. I'm not convinced that these or other protests were actually going to be violent. And they, you know, these arms caches they talked about, I'm sure that's just a pretext to crack down on the opposition and dissent.
When Minister Ntuli-Ngubi came in to office, he said that all the measures we're putting in are going to pinch before it gets better. As the international community, how are you guys taking this in? How, do you feel as though they're actually putting in the right measures, and are they trying enough to ensure that Zimbabweans have a better future?
Yes, it's a great question. It's a great question. I went in, I wanted to go in with an open mind and assess conditions on the ground. And I came away without much positivity on that front. I think, you know, when you talk to folks, has anything changed? Average folks in the streets say absolutely not.
Some feel as though what is happening right now is an infringement on their human rights, but government is turning around and saying, whoa, we're trying to protect your human rights because we don't want things to be destroyed. As the international, we've seen the international community come out in arms saying, whoa, we're dead set against the violence that happened in Harare and forward. They've urged government to respect people's human rights. How are you guys taking in, especially the incident that happened on Friday?
Yeah, it's more of the same, right? I mean, you talked about protecting people's lives and property, but I mean, the commission after the post-election violence said, you know, massive disproportionate use of force. Mm-hmm. So sure, maybe some people were burning cars and throwing rocks, but then you have some people come in and shoot people in the back with AK-47s. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more of the same. It's a pretext to crack down. There might be some concerns, but there are better ways to do this. And if you're talking about a new dispensation, a new democracy, you got to open yourself up to these.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Alex Noyes. He is a political scientist for the RAND Corporation. Now, he was here in the studios earlier on. I would have loved to have him live on air, but unfortunately, he had other commitments. So I thought, hey, let's see in the interview and give it to Abala a little bit to let's see how they take it in. But Zimbabwe Moshe, that's not the full interview. We're going to be uploading the full interviews on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, Njalogu, VOA Studio 7. So let me go back to my guest, Uthobekile. Let's wrap up with her and move over to my second guest that's coming in. Umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni. Uthobekile, are you still on the line, sis?
Yes, I am.
Right. Now, since we get up into the nohlelo, we're coming towards the end of our program. So I want to hear more from you as a human rights lawyer. Now, how do we move forward from here forth to ensure that human rights are respected in the country? We're seeing people all over the world, different organizations all over the world, are all urging government to start respecting human rights in the country.
All right. First of all, I'll just say, yeah, I do. As an organization, you know, we actually commend and are grateful for even the echoing of the same things that we believe in as an organization. You know, the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner that put a call on government to actually respect people's right to even demonstrate. Even the U.S. Embassy, we are fully appreciative of such calls which are towards you know, upholding of human rights in Zimbabwe, as well as we look at upholding even the values that are in our constitution. So going forward, I'll say that we, as an organization, we continue to call even on the government to also put in place those mechanisms that we ensure that even the security agents will uphold human rights, will uphold people's rights even to demonstrate, to assembly. We also comment even with respect to Section 210 of the Constitution, which states that the there should be an act that is going to provide for a mechanism, a complaint mechanism, to allow citizens to even complain against the conduct of security agents. So we continue to call on the government to make sure that that act is actually put in place to come up with that complaint mechanism to allow for investigations of any violations, and to also allow for remedies to human rights violations with respect to state security agents. We also call even on the government to also ratify the Convention Against Torture, so that at least we have, you know, once we ratify it, we domesticate it into our law, and we have, you know, regulations that are going to make sure that they criminalize any
act of torture against the civilian population.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sobekile, thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. I look forward to having you back on the program soon.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Tinatenda.
I want to tell you me. Now, Ngusisi Utobekile Matimbe. Yeah, now she's with the organization Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Right, Zuluganda Bas Kumagele Pambili, Lohelo Lukone, Kutuini, so we 15 minutes, Wushelo Lutulabasa Kulayo. Let me go to my second guest, Umnumzana Charles Nyoni, Yena, Ngumuntu, Olela Ilumielo, Loluntu, Zimbabwe. Nyoni, Nya Wamgela Kselo Putunyan.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokuma mikela linjani balaleli.
Hayi ngiletha balokuthi abalaleli bayaphila mina ngiphilile wena unjani futhi?
Hayi mina ngiphilile ngapha ngase Harare njengoba ngasila lami ekuchayweni ngama bathumi stiki lapha.
Mm. So Nyoni nantu dabo lukhona egudwini futhi. Monday sibone amaphoyisa bebhaxabula abantu bebashaya ngempela kule video eyasekhilator kulomunye ugogo ngempela. Hayi simbonile ugogo eshawa abantu bazobathi ha. No man, this is not right. Kodwa bona amaphoyisa njalo uhulumende bathi hayi silitshelile phela Thursday night ngolwesine sathi hayi lingaphumi liyotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi hayi kule prohibition order asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo kube lo mdlwangudlwangu kube le violence. So wena njengomunye ongumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni ukuthathe kanjani lokho?
Ya into ebuhlungu kakhulu ngase sibona abadala bethu omama labo gogo sebechawa njengamapolisa ngendlela ehlukumezayo kangaka nje. Kodwa nje lokhu kusegcekeni njalo kusitshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende lo yena nje ngachiyanga ubuntu bakhe ovele ayewenza umgabi esakhona obokuhlukumeza uZulu njalo lokuchaya uZulu ngoba isizathu sokuthi bechaye uZulu sibe vele singekho. Lesizathu sokuchaya ogogo vele sasingekho nje kodwa sibabonile nje phambili kwamakhamera bezimisele ukuchaya abantu njalo lokuhlukumeza uZulu.
Mm. So Nyoni, tell me something, Numzana. You are one of people that you're an activist in the country. We've seen ukuthi sekule trend la ukuthi when people protest abantu bayashaywa babhaxabulwa, people are injured, property is broken. So is it still worth it ukuthi abantu baphume ngobunengi babo bachino ratizira migwago?
Yes, it's pretty much worth it because if you look at the numbers that were on the street, there wasn't a lot of people that came out on that particular day. Mm. And we flooded the streets like we did in 2017 November. I tell you, and I bet my life and my career as an activist, that the police were not going to be able to contend the march or to beat anyone because the numbers will be overwhelming.
Mm.
Our only challenge and problem is when we have these matches, it's only a few courageous individuals that come out, which then exposes them to the brutal reaction from the system.
Mm-hmm. So now, as we move forward, we've seen uhulumende, he's blocked. I'm a protest here. What's up, block? I'm a protest. What's up, block? I'm a protest. So, nina njengabantu abalwela ilungelo loluntu, how do you plan on moving forward? Ukuze litshengise uZulu ukuthi ayithina ngempela asicabanga, we're not happy with the situation in the country.
We have two options. Sile ndlela ezimbili esizilandelayo. One is the legal route, and the other one is to say the blocking of these matches is on its own illegal. So we will not adhere to an illegal law that tries to legalize something which is not legal in the first place. So we will take up this matter at the Supreme Court and even up to the Constitutional Court if need be, and push along those lines, as well as we won't stop getting on the streets and demonstrating because the court has ruled. If they want to arrest us, then they will arrest everyone who come on the streets.
Mm-hmm. So, but besides that, besides the protest, because if anything, it seems as though there's an effect on the ordinary person in the streets. Ugogo loya had nothing to do with it. It was a kodwa nguye ngempela owabhaxabulwa. What were the people were pushing for a protest? Bona abasashawang. So, seeing as though the effect of the protest seems to be hitting the ordinary person the most, how do you then move forward, ensuring ukuthi the ordinary person is not affected as much, or is not the one taking the biggest heat?
it's a sad thing that Ugogo became a casualty of this fiasco, and I feel very sorry for her. I've even visited her to see how she's doing at the hospital. It's not a good thing, and we don't like such things to happen. But we cannot stop fighting this battle and fighting this war because certain people are going to get hurt or certain individuals are going to get in the crossfires. Every battle has its own problems and advantages and disadvantages, and casualties will always be there. Even if you are at your own home, for example, a very good example is Comrade Tatenda Mumbera, who was actually taken from his own home on his own bed and beaten and had an arm and a leg broken. Well, he wasn't part of the demo, he wasn't anywhere near the demo, but he was beaten at home. So if something like this is happening on a day-to-day basis, well, we can't avoid it.
Zvino vanyo nechimbondiudzaiwo imi muri kurwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika muri kuti aiwa vanhu ngavaendere mberi nechirongwa ichi chekunoratidzira vanhu vazhinji vari kuratidzira nekuti vari kuchema chema vachiti munyika hamuna mabasa, munyika hakuna magetsi, mari haisi kubatika, hakuna mvura, zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kungonetsa munyika. Asi takanzwa minister Mtsuli Ncube vachiti haumana zvinhu zvichambotinetsei zvisati zvanaka. Madii kungomira mambopa uhurumende mukana kuti vamboshanda zvakanaka? Tionewo kuti zvinhu zvinobudirirei.
VaMtsuli Ncube zvavanotaura ndo zvainzi navamugabe zviroto zviroto, because havazivi zvavanotaura uyezve havararami upenyu hwatinorarama isu sevana veZimbabwe. VaMtsuli Ncube vanongowawata vachingovukura vasina zvavanotaura zvishinu. Kana vachiti tishingirire zvinhu zvichanaka, vari kutaura kuti kusafa kwatiri kuita pari zvino is nothing here, because isusu right now tiri kutosafa as it is. Saka munhu akauya akatiti hanzi shingirirai pakusafa kwamuri kuti anenge achida kuedza kureva kuti kudii, kuti it's actually going to get worse than it already is.
Asi,
we cannot stand or agree to something like that.
Asi iyo hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese, chionai manje maane currency yenyu.
Matano aya vakabvirira kumataura kubva gore rapera vachiti tiri kutora matano, tiri kutora matano. But hapana chachinja, hapana chaita. Izvezvi tikada kuvabvunza kuti zvii zvavari kutaura, vanongogara kutaura mamega deals nemamiriyoni emari, but hapana chinofamba. 10 million chaiya vakatudza kuti vaiwana mumba Machombo pavakamusunga gore riya, hatitozivi kuti yakaendeku, uyezve kuti mabhokisi emari iyo yakazogumira rini. Saka hurumende inotaura zvimwe asi iyo ichiita zvimwe. Saka neta nekuteerera mashoko ehurumende asina chinobatika kana kuti pundutso paari, nekuti isisi tinoda zvinhu zvinoisa chikafu chingwa patebhuru.
Asi vanyoni ngatimbobatai imwe nyaya, vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vachiti munyika nyaya yehori yanetsa yanetsa yanetsa. Zvino hurumende yakabva yase vamutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakabva vaseta up commission vachiti commission sa bata munhu wese ane uhori. Chionai Honorable Priska Mfumira Wasungwa nezuro wanga chitsvaga vaimbove deputy president Pelekezela Mpoko navo vari kuinvestigatwa, hamungati hurumende iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Vanogomanyira kuda kunosungana naMpoko naMpfumira, vagara vataiziva kuti ihove diki vachisiya hove hombe seiko. Ava vekudya mari yemagetsi vadiko vabata ava. Ava vatinoziva vakaita kuti bhanga guru renyika risvike pakugara pasi vari iko vabata. Mau zviri kutaurwa navamunangagwa nezviri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa ndezvekuda kutibata kumeso, kutizora sadza muromo, kutinyepera kuti chinzi tadyawo sadza isitisina kudya. Tinozviziva tese kuti makashoikwa ndege nhatu munhu. Vadi kutanga kubata vana vavo vari pamberi vecorruption, pamwe chete nekuona kuti ivo pachezvavo vari clini remaoko avo, because corruption haisi kutanga pasi. Corruption iri kutanga kumusoro kwavari ivo. Saka how can he set up a commission yaanoziva kuti vanhu vaaisa mucommission iyo vanotori nemaquestion mark? Tikatarisa mukuru wecommission yacho, tinotori nemubvunze pamusoro pezvake kuti it's not commission yagadzirwa kuti itsvage corruption, asi kuti itu yagadzirwa kuti irwe hondo dzavo dzepolitics.
Right, mvunzo wangu sezvo pasara 5 minutes pachirongwa vanyoni and ndine muteereri akatumirira, saka mvunzo wangu wokupedzisira kwamuri sezvo ndambobvunza nyaya yenyu, vanhu vari kurohwa nemapurisa nemasoja emukoma, masoja wari kuti ah varungorova vanhu saka imi seve vanhu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika plani yenyu ndeipi yekuti muendere mberi zvinhu zvitange kugadziriswa munyika hurumende nayo iona kuti zvechokwadi vanhu havana kufara ngatimbokurukura nevanhu titrai kugadzirisa titrai kuadressa zvichemo zvevanhu munyika
chakakoshera hurumende iyi kugadzira dzatinoti cosmetics dzekuti ionekere kunyika dziri kunze sehurumende yakachiyana nehurumende yaivepo saka optics dzavo dzinokwara kana kodzero dzevanhu dzichityorwa taona kuti iko zvino america pamwe chete neunited nations vaburitsa mashoko vachitoropodza nyaya yekurohwa kwevanhu zvinova izvo zviri kukuvadza urongwa hwehurumende hwekuti izvinatsurudze sehurumende yakanaka saka isusu hatisi kuzovapa mukana wokuda kunyepedzera kunge vachinja kana kuti vagadziridza unhu hwavo tichada kuramba tichifumura unhu hwavo nekuratidzira nekuti hatisi kuzodzora tsvimbo nokuti gudo rabata kumeso
aiwa vanyoni takunzwai zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
mufaro wangu chaizvo tinokutendai vateereri
Right, zvulika ndapa nangu munumzana uCharles Nyoni ngumunye olwela ilungelo loluntu vaCharles Nyoni umwe anorira kodzero dzevanhu munyika asi ndikunzwa kuti ndine muteereri pasara 4 minutes pachirongwa saka ngatipei muteereri mukana wekutaura ndoonawo kuti muri kuti chii paFacebook tobva tapeta chirongwa kola kola muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ndiani mlaleli ole hello
hallo ndizokutendai
ari parunare apo ndiani
sokutanga tinoda kupinda pachiri ndoda kuti varuzidzi rweZimbabwe huongorore musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House kana takautarisa musangano wokusunga opposition dzese kuti opposition imwe chete opposition dzese nevanobvira kodzero dzavanhu vese nevane zvichemo vese munyika yeZimbabwe vari kusungwa neresolution yakaitwa neSenate House pasangopfuura ndakanga ndakateerera zvitaurwa izvo na zvitaurwa izvo navamonzora vachiti Senate House yaresolva kuti kutange kuconvena kana kusungwa and zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti kana convena wemusangano achana kusungwa zvinoreva kuti hakusina chadana musangano dhamamende modana musangano zvinoreva kuti munenge mutongo dzacho kuti vazhinji pakasungwa munhu pari kurohwa vanhu pari kusungwa vanhu pari kurohwa vanhu saka zvinotirwadza ndezvekuti toramba tiri paconstitutionalism here asi iyo hurumende ndiyo iri kufeila kumira paconstitutionalism because constitution kana takatarisa hurumende yezano haina kutadza kutevedza constitution kutanga nhasi kana pamabvisiro avakaita mugabe wavo chaiyo because izanukuzanu pamabvisiro ane vakaita nazvo kunani constitutionalism then tikabvapo tikatarisa pane zvavari kutiitira matrix zvinoreva kuti constitution havasi kuitevedza saka isu isu marwire tinofanira kutinge tichita topinda pana api nokuti constitution inoiva ndiyo yakafanira kuti gaidha kuti tinzwana nepazvichemo iye havasi kuirespekta kana takupinda nemairi vanobva vatiita kunge tiri makaupuri
saka
zvinonyanya kutirwadza iko ndirikutaura ndiri kusouth africa zvangu ndatenda zvangu mukoma jonga ndirikutaura ndiri kusouth africa
aiwaiwadza
ndee
mukoma jonga ari parichirongwa pari zvino ndimaiki mukoma jonga varimo muofisi asi havasiri vari pachigaro dasi
Alright, thank you very much. Whoever is there, we appreciate you and we entertain. Zvinonyanya kutirwa hama yangu ndezvekuti tarisai mazuva mashoma akapfuura vakaita mafasiti programs avo akadzinga vachena munyika vachena vanozvivanga vakabata maindastry akanga achiwanikwa mabasa navanhu akanga achipapundiso kunyika leta alone nyaya dzekuti vanhu vanga vakarwa hondo navachena zvikange zvapera that's why we have got reconciliation
programs
zvakanga zvapera ngapasara kuvakanyika
aiwa mukoma nguva ndiyadyanana mukoma nguva aiwa takunza zvakanaka nguva ndiyadyanana dai next time tokufondirai early kuitira kuti chii mupinde muve nenguva yakareba Right, Zimbabwe Mushe Mtwaka Zwa Mushe is kati. Sifigile mapetule ni weshe elu tashuka kumagumo. Echirongwa chemisha nasi. Ndino tenda mjikuru sa munuweza afinda mchirongwa. Hote makiesu Charles Nyoni. Jalo utobegile. Vese wapinda wakanyato kurukura. Wakabasa nyaya. Thank you so much. Even to Alex Noyes who was with me earlier on. Nyabonga wonko muto ngelele ukiselo. Anukoneka ine mfaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe Mushe Mtwaka Zwa Mushe. Bye bye.